she? I think she said the weirdest thing she'd ever stuck her hand up was a cat. I think it was a cow vagina. No, it was like weird. It was a giraffe. Super
Chloe's
weird
body just
animal.
Tensed up because she had that memory.
Zebra.
It was like it was being
my
forced
brain
into
is
her.
Saying ostrich, but my heart is saying like different animal that stands on two legs that is bird-like.
Emu, new
flamingo.
Maybe I don't know. I'll
oh
ask
no,
today.
Not a new. That's a different.
I'll ask
thing.
Today and let you guys know because I have that class today. So I'm going to have to say...
Hey,
doctor,
we were talking about animal vaginas on the radio. Could you verify which animal vagina you've been inside with your hand?
Follow up cue. Did Dr. Cummings say the weirdest thing I've stuck my hand in or stuck my hand up? Because you said up.
You said both.
I mean, I do think it's an upward motion. Like, I don't think the vagina is sideways. Like, I think the vagina
is probably, like wasn't laying down. Like, it wasn't.
Chloe just
like,
made a...
You know exactly what she did.
You didn't have your fingers in that shape to do the example motion.
Yep.
You
could
have just made a little it shape, was... just a little trajectory with your hand.
If you think you know the shape, that's the shape.
I mean, whatever. If you're going to give an ostrich pleasure, you might as well do it right.
You didn't say she was... Okay, so this changed it again. You didn't say
no, I just made that up.
Ostrich.
I just made that up.
That's
I
quite a charge.
Just keeping the zoo happy.
I feel like that's not her job.
She was impregnating it.
Hey, we bought a zoo.
I'm 100% serious in saying she was impregnating it. She was doing artificial insemination.
Oh my gosh.
So she actually was trying to...
So her fingers would not have been like that.
Wait, what if we bought a zoo too? Was just all the...
You're still holding a syringe in a very sensual way. I don't know.
Honestly, I just was a very sensual person.
I don't know how you hold a syringe that's big enough for a bird.
Oh, it's... Yeah.
I'm floating it. Cameron Crowe, if you're listening, we bought a zoo too. Just the nitty gritty, how the zoo is able to get to a second generation.
Yeah, artificial insemination is legit.
That's it.
Also, you know that pandas are finicky af?
Yeah. They have to really be coaxed and have sex.
Yeah, yeah, because they always want to be eaten.
And it's also really, what?
They're eating like they most like hours of the
they
day.
They want to be eaten.
Oh, eaten.
That is what
E-A-T-I-N,
what you
they
said.
They
want
to be eating. Well, it's also really hard to track their pregnancy because they're just huge.
Oh.
And it's like hard to like feel around and understand like what if the baby is like still there or if that's just a lot of
And they never like dip their bamboo in yogurt or...
Let me get some chobani.
Yeah.
They never get some
cravings. I want chobani, I want peanut butter, and I would like a nice bamboo tap.
No, yeah. Anyway, that's kind of funny.
There you go.
So most of the pandas that we've ever seen were imported.
Yeah. No. Yeah, yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Good. That's why she mentioned it. She wanted to make sure it was okay with you.
Yeah, so as the commissioner, who are listening, this class is lit. Yeah. It's natural.
Wait, Brent, how many listeners
are
you?
It's dope.
The computer's really freaking out on me. I can't like scroll around.
So about 700.
I could always scroll around.
I know you could. I've watched you do it.
Yeah.
It looks like somebody else is controlling it because of how long the delay is when I move my mouse versus when the cursor moves.
Freaky. Maybe someone else is.
I kind of think a dragon hacked
but
in.
Why would, all right.
So have you ever seen that episode of Star Trek?
No.
Okay. So there's this episode of Star Trek where the fleet lands on this planet.
Their whole fleet?
Sorry, just like the...
The Enterprise. No?
Sorry, I did mean the Enterprise, but I didn't even mean all of the Enterprise. I meant like... Kirk and Sulu and Bones, like the main people.
Bones?
I should really watch Star Trek.
I was like, I feel like Bones is a different
it's
character.
It's his nickname. He's a doctor. Anyway, this is interesting and very related.
Okay.
I believe
so there's an episode of Star Trek where they land on this planet and all this weird stuff is happening and there's this weird man who keeps like controlling their lives and motions. And then at the end, you realize that he is this other power, but he's actually a child.
What?
And he thinks that the humans are his pets. And he's created this giant like dollhouse that is actually 18th century American colonial interior design, really fascinating. And he has the characters like playing like the American Revolution. And then at the end of it, he's getting so mean to them that his parents, which are just stars, interject. And he's like, "But mommy, I just started playing."
Wait,
this sounds like the best thing that's ever happened.
There's a whole Futurama episode that parodies that, and now I know it's a parody.
Yeah, it's from
Star gosh.
Trek.
Well, yeah, because it's like the Star Trek episode anyway.
The 1960s.
Where they meet all the people from Star Trek.
Yeah.
And then at the end, this cloud, this like being that's been tormenting this whole time turns out to. Whoa!
Yeah, I'll tell
remarkable.
You later which episode it is. It's really good. It's all on Netflix.
Wait, I kinda
so maybe we're being controlled by a higher power
no.
right now. And we're in a dollhouse. And this is a room that I would have designed.
And
the
higher power baby is just doesn't want me to be able to see how many people are listening to our show.
Yeah.
Wow, instead of talking about God from now on, it's just going to be, quote, the higher power baby.
The higher
yeah.
power. And everything
I do
wrong
like
in
that.
Our lives is because of the higher power baby.
Dude, I'm not about the power baby. I'm like, higher power baby. Yeah.
Sticking it to the baby.
Higher power baby can kick power baby's butt.
I just want to thank the good higher power baby for making me a Yankee. As
and allowing us all to be here today and putting food on our table. Bless it, I heard thou.
Can someone get the calendar? It's the 25th.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
I mean, sorry. Oh, my God. I already messed it up. Oh, higher power, baby.
That was fun.
There we go.
This episode is brought to you by Rockland Trust.
Yeah.
When you're here, you're family.
We do banking good.
Can you imagine if that was like 80 companies' slogan?
What did you say?
When you're here, you're family.
Which one is that?
Olive Garden.
We only all know that because it comes up in majors a lot.
I've never been to the Olive Garden.
Wait, what?
Really?
Oh my God. Can we go?
Can we go?
It's so
Brandon,
fun.
You would love it.
Okay. Can we go?
You've
they give
never
you,
had
they
the
give
unlimited
you
sticks.
Endless breadsticks.
First of all, my mom is Italian.
Wait, have you ever seen Glee?
Not the Olive Garden.
Oh my God. Wait, have you seen Glee?
I saw it like the early couple seasons.
Do you know
seasons.
How when things are good, Will Schuster takes them to breadsticks because that's appropriate?
Oh, really?
For teachers to just take you out to dinner.
Yep.
Sure. So breadsticks is Olive
is that
Garden.
Olive Garden?
It's like Olive Garden, yeah.
There you go. Unless I went as a child and I forgot it.
You probably did. Do you remember being like very full and feeling very sick but very happy after large meals?
Oh, all the time, but I don't think it was from that specific
the pasta
place.
Could feed a small village.
Oh, it really could.
Yeah, I don't think my parents would allow it. We went to a lot of like not good food places.
Like what was your favorite?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. Like
Applebee's is
well, yeah, Apple. Well, I would go to Applebee's all the time in high school. We had a very brief Ruby Tuesdays run because one time, with my sisters had a soccer tournament and we went and it was like really good. My dad was like, oh, we got to get back here. Like it's so great. And the second time, I think one of us got food poisoning. So that was the little
fun.
Ruby Tuesdays.
Goodbye,
little,
Ruby Tuesday. Yeah.
Slam.
Got him. Chloe liked that most of all.
You can see it happen in her eyes, and then she said it and enjoyed it for so long.
Honestly, I've been thinking about that for a while, and I was hoping that there'd be a good
you
opportunity
were hoping
to
come
say
up.
It.
That's so real.
Because I was thinking about, like, actually, I was thinking about whether or not they had to pay whoever sings Ruby. Is that Rolling Stones?
Rolling Stones.
They had to pay the Rolling Stones to call their
song.
Oh,
it's Mick Jagger's restaurant.
Oh my God, really?
No.
Oh. Boo.
That was really
there's
mean.
No reason for me to not believe that.
No, yeah, there's right? no reason for that to not be true. It could be. It's just not, as far as I know.
Yeah.
I feel like we would know. I feel like it would be more well known.
Did you know that Mark Wahlberg has the Wahlburgers chain in Boston?
Yeah.
Yep,
you
yep,
knew that
yep.
already?
Well, because there's a show, right? There's
yeah, like I learned that really recently. Yeah.
Wait, did you guys know that Mick Jagger sings backing vocals on the Carly Simon song, You're So Vain?
Really?
Are you lying again?
No, that's like my Mick Jagger fun fact.
Well, that's really cool.
Because they had dated like about everything.
Yeah, obviously. What else?
How long have you been making that?
Sorry, I've just been making a dream.
For the people that aren't in the studio,
full on dream catcher
I've been making a fortune teller. I mean, fortune teller for about 5 minutes. Yeah.
Sorry,
fine.
That came out of nowhere.
Don't worry. So Mick Jagger and Carly Simon used to date, and then I think not long after that. He was brought in to do backing vocals on that song, so you can hear it in the chorus.
That's cool.
Just wow.
Mick Jagger. I love
Mick Jagger. In his most Mick Jagger-y
voice. I saw
the
Rolling Stones 4 years
what?
Ago. I saw their 50th
really?
Anniversary performance. Whoa. It was really good. They had a bunch of cool people, the Black Keys, John Mayer.
Oh my God.
Other people. Lady Gaga was there.
Just real quick, John Mayer's not a cool person.
No, he's a really shitty person and a great guitarist.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's a fabulous
guitarist.
I think that qualifies you as a cool person.
I disagree.
He said a lot of, I know he said sexist things. I think he said anti-Semitic things.
Big time.
Yeah, he's not.
I didn't know about anti-Semitic.
He's a pretty much all of them.
Times,
oh, is the sexist? You're going to be like, I mean, okay.
I mean, I just think that's a little more within the mainstream of rock star to do.
It's
not that it's acceptable, but
it's also 2017,
you know what I mean?
Though. I feel like maybe like 40 years ago.
Yeah, I guess it depends. I guess I don't really know what he said in person. I think he comes off as very sexist in a lot of his music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, his music is. But also in interviews when you know, you can just say
you
exactly.
Look it up. He
say what you need to say if you will.
But, yeah, okay, that's fair. I'm not really familiar.
Yeah,
he said
nasty stuff about his girlfriends. I think there was lots of like talking about what they did in the bedroom, like to Rolling Stone magazine.
I think he described his penis as a white supremacist in a Rolling Stone interview.
You're kidding me.
I am not joking
sense.
At
That's the
all.
Worst thing I've maybe ever heard.
That, like, and then I think he also called it like David Duke. Like it was like a whole, it was a thing.
Yeah, there's a New York Times
Oh, profile yeah, he repented in the New York Times recently.
And he was like, I'm a different man.
You're not.
And my penis like, nah, has a different name.
We've talked it out. He understands
what
he did.
What are you trying to accomplish?
What is
so
that?
So this registered my logout, where I was attempting to do the, what's it called? Ooh. The, like, task manager. What's up? Oh, yeah, we're running real late. Yeah, if you need to go totally,
yeah,
totally.
I
oh,
to,
yeah.
I have to go do a rehearsal, because I do ooh everything before noon, apparently.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm singing a song with a lady, so.
Nice. Well, thanks for coming out,
yeah,
Chloe.
Thank you yeah so much for coming and bearing with me during my brief monologuing bits.
yeah, thanks for doing them.
Chloe,
yeah,
sorry I was late.
No worries. I'm going to be seeing John C. Merfeld in the Institute musical on Friday.
Oh,
God, yeah.
Friday. What time is it?
9:30, probably. Where? I think it should be at 10, but it's at 9:30. It's in Barnum.
9:30 in Barnum?
Barnum
if anybody 08 wants to have a night of theater, there's a, I'm going to go see somebody's thesis thing before that.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. There you go.
And then, Chloe, we should probably rehearse at some point for the thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
We'll talk.
Yeah, we'll talk.
John's a guest star on my EP.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
that's
that
so cool.
Was not that.
I'm a guest star at her senior recital.
Yes.
Nice.
Good to see you guys.
See ya.
Ciao,
good
Chloe.
Good to see you, Chloe.
I'm a genius.
So, yeah, so I tried to log out. I tried to open Task Manager like 15, 20 minutes ago, and I just registered my logout just now.
Okay.
Nice.
But I don't know the password to log back in. Oh, maybe it's over here.
Classic oversight.
but, yeah, Mick Jagger, you guess. Yeah, but John Mayer, I really can't stand him.
But his music.
Yeah, his music is nice. It is nice.
Hey, remember when Jamie almost missed your concert to see a John Mayer concert?
Yeah, I thought he still was going to do that, and then I didn't register when I saw him there, and then like 2 days later, I was like, wait, did Jamie not go to John Mayer? Which is actually very nice.
Yeah, I don't understand exactly what happened there, but I think he was just like, nah, I should do this one.
Well, that's very nice of him.
He wanted to hear Cakewalk.
He does love that
song.
He
loves that song more than anything.
He loves Cakewalk. First, I thought he liked it ironically, but
no, he's like, it's John's biggest hit. Like,
it is.
Of course he's going to play it. And I was like, calm down, Jamie. Like,
oh, that's funny. It is probably my biggest hit.
Yeah, I believe it. Man.
Pig's a hit.
We're out of the computer.
Yeah.
We're out.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Good thing Jane isn't here.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to say, good thing our resident WMFO person, Jane, is yeah not here. So, I mean, we can chat.
Oh, yeah.
Then we could play music.
Yeah, we could play a tune.
Just can't log it.
We can't log it is the thing. So, I mean, do you guys want to play a track? I should probably head out around 9:30.
Oh, yeah, I should head out, like, in a minute. Basically.
Oh, well, let's yeah just, you guys want to... We well, that's wrap the problem. We can't put on Rivendell.
Well, then that's not going to happen, then, is it?
No, I guess it's not. I'm surprised that there's not login information for the computer anywhere.
Just keep going.
Do you have it, or did you forget something else?
No, I just need to do something before my...
Okay. Oh, sure, sure. Allie, if you would love to read a PSA
oh God,
in the meantime, that
part
would really
you mean
be
that thing
great
we're supposed to do once an hour?
Sure.
Here we go. Oh, my God, I opened to ladder safety. Did I do that on your show, or was that on Jamie's show?
Oh, you've
show
done it. I think you've done it on this show.
Okay,
you
I just, can I do it again? Because I think it's, like, the funniest thing I've maybe ever read.
Oh, you totally should.
There's something very dangerous in your home. Could
wow
be hiding in a... shh, I'm doing a thing. I'm going to start over now. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Okay, I really...
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. That's the worst grammar I've ever
such
heard.
Such a bad sentence.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
There
this
you
has
go
been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Okay, a couple things.
A couple yeah things here.
Number one.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself it. What?
Correct, that was number one. Number two. How you gonna fall off a
right
ladder
into the we covered
yeah
both of these things last time.
I really
sure,
I feel that is very problematic. Number three, I hacked into the computer. I was able to guess the password.
Oh. Is it freeform?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Ooh, now I know.
Sorry, that's not the password for anything else.
Yeah, no, it actually is not. From what I can tell, it's not the password for other stuff on here, but I think that was how we got onto the computer.
Oh, well,
we got 9 listeners.
Oh my God, hi.
Thanks for tuning in.
Who are
all
you?
On mobile stream too, which is pretty cool.
Nice jogging.
I hope you're enjoying your jog. I apologize for not playing more music or making your morning better.
Do you want me to sing workout tunes?
Oh, that
Can
would be
great.
Can we
just like play the like Rocky music? Because I don't think I want to sing it because I'm kind of tired.
Yeah. What if, could you sing just the horns? I feel like it's not a big part.
Yeah, but I'm gonna need the backing track.
All right. Well, I mean, we should probably. I guess should we leave? I guess that's the next step.
Yeah, I think guess. That's certainly my next step.
But then I have to go do work. So what if we didn't?
That is also reasonable. I mean, yeah, I gotta do stuff too.
Oh my God, this
too.
Is so American. I wish I could show everyone listening
the PSA
image.
Binder.
Yeah, it's just an incredibly white 50s housewife. Making a pledge and looking incredibly solemn about the war, aka making the pledge to read a PSA every hour.
What if I told you that was a doctor in the year 2017?
I would not believe you. I would absolutely fight you.
And that is sexism right there. It's not pretty clear what the picture
is. Look, I stand by my earlier comment. I think for John Mayer to be anti-Semitic is worse to me than him being sexist. Depending on, I guess, the degree of it.
I think it's more unique to me in the music industry, but not better or worse. I think they're both bad.
Okay, sure. I guess there's a certain... I mean, with anti-Semitism, I guess there's an associated violence with me that specifically propels it. Well,
yeah. That's there's also a lot of violence against
that's
women.
That's there in both. Yeah. That's... I guess it probably...
Plus genocide. And
it probably is just that it's more unique, and I'm reacting to that. Yeah.
Which, you know, you're allowed to do. Just admit when you're wrong.
You're allowed to be upset by that.
Yeah.
By anti-Semitism.
I walk back most of what I said. Let's take that to the past 4 years.
All right. We're...
We good?
Man, this has been a real wild episode.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being patient with us. I've been Brennan Corriston here with Allie Dawson.
Hey.
Chloe Hyman. And John Merfeld. Well, and
come see that Toot musical.
It's
the last
plug
I will ever do.
It's Friday at 9:30.
Yeah, it is going to be. Well, yeah, it probably won't start at 9:30.
Barnum.
Theoretically 9:30.
Yeah, it's going to be real good.
I'm so excited.
It's a good one.
The Tootsicle.
Yeah, it's Toot the musical.
Susicle the Tootsicle.
And that's the last thing you'll see me do.
Ever. That's
and it'll be good. So.
I'm psyched.
Did we talk about how Allie's the new president of Major Undecided?
We did not. Allie's the new president of Major Undecided.
Oh,
so
that's a good plug. I sure am. Thanks. Plug in
and,
for Allie.
If you want to vote in the stand-up election, come next week.
Next Tuesday.
Anyone can come vote.
You have to be a voting member, don't you?
You do have to be a voting member.
We just read the Constitution.
Literally in the Constitution.
You have to have done at least one show in the past year.
Oh, also, I don't know if you saw, but Isabella, who we've been sending all this to, is our back.
Yeah, she's our speaker. Yeah. I know. It's amazing. It's really cool.
She's chill.
Yeah, she's really nice.
Yeah.
She's been really helpful with her stand-up
stuff. She's a good writer. I've
Read
her work.
Wow.
Creative writing class.
So I look forward to
Jonathan Strong.
Everyone's invited to the baccalaureate ceremony May 20th.
Everyone can come.
If you voted in the stand-up election, you're allowed to be there. And we hope to see you there. All right, we're going to leave now.
Goodbye.
Thanks again for tuning in. And we'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mo. Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all.
Oh, Away. give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. Boy, we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Thank you. horizon with a menacing metal harpoon. Two eyes to say not as I do. Two eyes to say not as I do. Vices of virtue, cameras and curfews, little scaremongers of impending doom. Political medusas make us stare like statues. Take your cake and eat it. When we were the bride's mother.